Hey everyone, and welcome back to the channel. Today, we are diving deep into one of the most powerful and influential financial institutions on the planet. We're talking about JP Morgan Chase, ticker symbol JPM. This isn't just a quick look, this is a comprehensive, full-spectrum analysis where we'll break down the company, its financials, the risks, the opportunities, and what the numbers tell us about the future. We've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's jump right in. JP Morgan Chase is the largest bank in the United States by assets and one of the biggest in the world. It's a financial behemoth that touches nearly every corner of the global economy. When you think about the health of the financial system, JP Morgan is often the first name that comes to mind. It's a bellwether for the entire banking sector. Now let's talk about what JP Morgan actually does. The company operates through four major segments. First, there's Consumer and Community Banking, or CCB. This is the part you probably interact with most, your checking accounts, credit cards, and home loans. Then you have the Commercial and Investment Bank, or CIB. This is the powerhouse for Wall Street, handling everything from advising on massive mergers and acquisitions to trading bonds and currencies. Next is Asset and Wealth Management, which caters to high net worth individuals and institutional clients, managing trillions of dollars. Finally, there's the corporate segment, which handles the firm's own treasury and investments. It's a diversified machine that generates revenue from all these different streams. Let's get into the revenue breakdown, because this is where you see the power of diversification. For the fiscal year 2025, JP Morgan generated total revenue of nearly $280 billion. That's a massive number. If we look at the product segments, the Commercial and Investment Bank was the biggest contributor, bringing in over $78 billion. Right behind it was Consumer and Community Banking, with over $76 billion. Asset and Wealth Management added another $24 billion. Geographically, the vast majority of revenue comes from North America, which accounted for about $140 billion. EMEA contributed around $24.5 billion, and Asia Pacific added $14 billion. This shows a strong, stable core in the U.S. with significant but smaller international exposure. Now let's talk about the earnings power of this company. The numbers are staggering. In 2025, JP Morgan reported a net income of over $57 billion. That's up from $58.4 billion in 2024. A slight dip, but still incredibly high. If you go back a few years, you can see the trend. In 2023, net income was $49.5 billion, and in 2022, it was $37.6 billion. The company has been on an absolute tear. Earnings per share for 2025 came in at 25 cents on a diluted basis. That's compared to $19.75 in 2024 and $16.23 in 2023. The operating income tells a similar story, hovering around $72 billion in 2025. This is a company that prints money in good times and bad. Let's move to the balance sheet. This is a bank, so the balance sheet is everything. Total assets at the end of 2025 were a mind-boggling $4.42 trillion. That's up from $4 trillion in 2024. On the liability side, total liabilities were $4.06 trillion. The key metric for a bank is shareholder equity, which acts as a buffer against losses. Total stockholders' equity stood at $362 billion. That's a very strong capital position. The debt-to-equity ratio is 3.39, which is high, but that's normal for a bank because they use deposits and debt to fund loans. Their return on equity, or ROE, was 16.3%, which is excellent, and shows they are using that capital effectively. Their net profit margin is 20.6%, which is incredibly high for a bank and speaks to their operational efficiency and pricing power. Now let's get into the SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This gives us a strategic view of the company. First, the strengths. The most obvious is its sheer size and scale. JP Morgan is a global leader in virtually every business it's in. Its brand is synonymous with stability and trust. Financially, it's a fortress. The company has a robust capital base, strong liquidity, and a history of generating massive profits. The management team, led by CEO Jamie Dimon, is widely respected and has navigated the bank through numerous crises. On the weaknesses side, being the biggest also makes it a target. The bank faces intense regulatory scrutiny. Its sheer size can make it less nimble than smaller, more agile competitors in certain niche areas. There's also the risk of concentration. While diversified, a significant portion of its revenue is tied to the U.S. economy, and more specifically, to Wall Street activity. Now, for opportunities. There are huge opportunities in technology. JP Morgan is investing billions in AI, cloud computing, and digital banking to improve efficiency and customer experience. They are also expanding their wealth management business, which generates high-margin, recurring revenue. The recent news about Jamie Dimon discussing the SpaceX IPO roadshow with ultra-rich clients is a perfect example of how they leverage their network to capture high-value opportunities. There's also the potential for M&A. Dimon has said the bank could spend up to $20 billion on deals, which could accelerate growth in areas like asset management and payments. Finally, the threats. The biggest threat is the economic cycle. A recession would lead to higher loan defaults and lower investment banking fees. Interest rate risk is another major factor. If the Fed cuts rates aggressively, it could compress their net interest margin. Also, intense competition from both traditional banks and fintech companies is a constant pressure. And of course, there are always geopolitical risks and the potential for new regulations. Let's look at recent performance. Over the past year, JPM stock is up about 13%. That's solid, but it's actually lagged the broader market a bit. Over the past 5 years, the stock has returned an incredible 81%, which is a testament to its long-term compounding power. More recently, the stock has been a bit choppy. It's down about 3.7% over the past month. We're seeing some volatility as the market digests interest rate expectations and economic data. The stock currently trades around $296 to $300 a share. Now let's get to the most important part, the valuation. What is JP Morgan actually worth? We ran a comprehensive valuation using our reality check engine. Because JP Morgan is a bank, the standard discounted cash flow model isn't the best fit. Banks have volatile free cash flow, so we rely on a price-to-book, or PB model, as our primary engine. This is the gold standard for valuing financial institutions. Our confidence in this model is high. For our valuation setup, we used a PB model as the main engine and a forward PE model as a supporting check. The AI determined this was the most suitable approach given the company's financial sector profile and the stability of its book value. So what did we find? After running the numbers, our MarketSnap fair value comes in at $294.06 per share. The DCF leg, which has a low weight in this analysis, points to $300.48. The blended fair value, which is our headline number, is approximately $294. The current stock price is around $300.85. This gives us a slight upside of negative 2.3%, meaning the stock is trading very close to our estimate of fair value. The implied 5-year CAGR is basically flat at negative 0.46%. What drives this valuation? Let's break it down. First, the primary driver is the price-to-book multiple. We used a PB target of 2.29x, which is the current market multiple. This reflects the premium the market is willing to pay for JP Morgan's scale and stability compared to the industry average. Second, the supporting forward PE multiple is set at 12.74x, which aligns with current market pricing. Third, we're projecting a significant reduction in the share count over time, with a CAGR of negative 2.96%, which boosts per share value. And fourth, the company's high return on equity of over 16% is a fundamental driver of its book value growth and justifies its premium multiple. All right, here's my take. This is the standalone opinionated section where I give you the verdict. The verdict: JP Morgan is a fantastic business. It's a cash flow machine with a fortress balance sheet and a world-class management team. However, at the current price, it looks fairly valued. There's no screaming bargain here. The market is already pricing in a lot of the good news. The upside case: the bull case for JPM is that it continues to benefit from a strong economy, rising investment banking fees, which Dimon sees rising 10% or more in Q2, and its massive investments in technology. If they can execute on the $20 billion in potential M&A, that could be a significant catalyst. Over 5 years, if the stock grows in line with its book value and you collect the dividend, you could see decent but not spectacular returns. The risk case: the risk is that the economy slows down credit losses tick up, and net interest margins compress. If we enter a recession, JP Morgan's earnings could take a hit, and the stock could easily trade down to 250 euros or lower. Also, while Jamie Dimon is a great CEO, his recent comments about market exuberance and echoes of past crashes should give you pause. He's not known for being overly optimistic. The trigger watch list. I'm putting JP Morgan on my watch list. I wouldn't be a buyer right here at $300. I'd be looking for a pullback. A drop to around $270 or $280, which would represent a more attractive PB multiple, would be a much better entry point. That's where the margin of safety starts to open up. The $10,000 outlook. Let's put this in perspective. If you invested $10,000 in JP Morgan today, based on our fair value estimate, the projected ending value in 5 years is about $9,774. That's essentially flat. You'd be collecting the dividend, which yields about 2%, but your capital appreciation would be minimal. This is not a high return opportunity from here. It's a hold for current shareholders, but not a compelling buy for new money at these levels. So to wrap it up, JP Morgan Chase is the gold standard in banking. It's a high-quality, well-managed company. But quality comes at a price. Right now, the price is fair, which means the easy money has already been made. For long-term investors, patience is key. Wait for a better entry point. Thanks for watching, and as always, do your own research. I'll see you in the next video.